The dubious distinction of being the only governor ever recalled in this country goes to Lynn Frazier of North Dakota. Governor Frazier, a Republican and a prairie populist, was ousted in a recall election in 1921. Frazier was the son of homesteaders. He grew up in a sod house and later ran the family farm. His recall occurred during a chaotic time for North Dakota. Land values had fallen, beef and wheat prices tumbled, farmers were suffering, and banks were failing. But according to K.W. Simons, a former newspaper editor from Rolla, North Dakota, and the self-declared last living person to have met the governor, Frazier's opponents attacked far more than his economic policies.
You can summarize what they did in five words. They constantly intertwined the words Reds, Free Love, Socialist, Bolshevik, and Communist. And they used them in any combination they could think of.
The smear campaign against Frazier was the result of rabid infighting in the state's Republican Party. As governor, Frazier helped create a state-owned bank and a state-owned flour mill grain elevator complex, backed by a farmers organization called the Nonpartisan League. Frazier's opponents considered the league a dangerous experiment in socialism. K.W. Simons' newspaper was the voice of the Nonpartisan League. He says Governor Frazier was hardly a dangerous man.
You've never met anybody more clean-cut than Lynn Frazier. He was a staunch Methodist who didn't drink, didn't smoke, was in church every Sunday, was a Sunday school teacher. I mean, the idea that Lynn Frazier advocated free love is just absolutely ludicrous.
The free love accusation came from one determined Frazier opponent, a state lawmaker who found passages in a public library book which suggested open sexual relationships made for healthier children. He accused Frazier of spreading free love propaganda through the public library system. By 1921, acrimony between the Nonpartisan League and its opponents was so high there were fistfights on the floor of the legislature. The recall campaign that year worked. Frazier was turned out of office by a narrow margin. His son later said his father wasn't too disappointed. He was losing money on the governor's $3,000 salary anyway, and he thought he'd go back to running the family farm. But North Dakotans had another plan.
The people in North Dakota, when they had a few months to think it over, were so damned embarrassed at what they'd done that the following year, 1922, they elected Lynn J. Frazier to the first of 3 6-year terms in the United States Senate.
And if it weren't for the California recall, Frazier's legacy might end there.
North Dakotans regard it as absolute ancient history. The name Lynn J. Frazier means absolutely nothing to 99.99% of North Dakotans. It's only a handful of us who are interested in North Dakota history that have any idea at all who Lynn Frazier is or was.
And what does one North Dakotan with an interest in history have to say to Californians?
We, along with the rest of the country, regard what's going on in California as absolutely ludicrous.
From Rolla, North Dakota, that's K.W. Simons, the former editor of the Nonpartisan League's newspaper, The Leader, recalling this country's last and only governor to be recalled, Lynn Frazier, in 1921.